Hey, good morning. It's Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B radio station, the all-new 105.1 The Bounce, and...
I'm gonna get you high today, because it's Friday.
Huh?
You ain't got no job.
Huh?
And you ain't got to do.
God's plan.
Good morning. We made it to the weekend. It doesn't even feel like the weekend, does it, Shay Shay?
Nah, not officially.
Right. At 8 o'clock, it'll be official when we do the rollout.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But today happened, something to me happened already today that never... ever happens to me, and it's weird because you mentioned it yesterday and then it happened to me last night, but it has never happened before. You were giving producer Weird Beard a hard time for coming in and his phone was on like 10% charge. You were talking about who doesn't charge their phone overnight.
Yeah.
And then I joined in like a kid on the playground. I was like, yeah, who doesn't charge their phone at night? Yeah, punk, yeah. And then I don't know what happened, but this morning I woke up and my phone was plugged in, but it must have been off the charger in the wall, and I woke up with 2% charged.
What?
2%. And that has never, ever happened to me, but you brought it up yesterday, and then it happened.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, first thing in the morning... and your phone is ready to die, like, that's just irresponsible.
Like, I have to have my phone plugged in right now.
That's
irresponsible. It's irritating,
irresponsible.
Terrible.
I don't care if you just slept for a couple hours. It's a couple hours, your phone should have been on the charger to have some juice.
Now, is this going to affect my weekend? Like, is my weekend going to be turned down?
No, it's not going to affect your weekend, but it's just irresponsible.
Okay.
You are irresponsible.
Excuse me. I just wanted to get that out there into the world.
Yeah, I don't understand how people do that.
What are you at right now? Like 99?
I should be at 100.
No.
Yeah.
Open it up. You got it?
No, I don't. It's in the other room. But yeah, so sometimes what I even do is, so I stay on 100.
Mm-hmm.
I charge it while I'm sleeping overnight, but then when I get in my car, I put it on the charger.
Okay.
So when I get into work... because sometimes we just never know how long we're going to be here.
Right.
I want to be at 100% when I walk in the building.
God, you are one of the best women, I would say, that walk the planet Earth today. And I'm so happy that you're on this show. Thank you, Shay Shay. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. It's Big with Shay Shay. Now, every day, Monday through Thursday, in the 8 o'clock hour, we do what's called a group chat, where someone gives us an issue they got in their life, and we go to you for the advice. And Wednesday, we had a group chat that took a left real fast, even a Michigan left, maybe a U-turn. And it got crazy and escalated from 0 to 100 real quick. And Shay Shay and I were talking about this, and we were like, we want everybody to hear this that maybe it can't listen at 8 o'clock. Maybe you...
very surprising what happened.
Especially at the end. So we're going to get to this. This was Wednesday. All right, so we have Natalie on the phone in the group chat. Needs some advice. Apparently newly engaged, she told us. Go ahead, Natalie.
Hi, guys. So I just got engaged a couple months ago. And I'm really happy, really excited, and I was out with my mom and my sister the other day just doing some shopping, and we decided, we saw a jeweler, and we were like, oh, let's go get my ring cleaned. And so we did, and I went in there, and it turns out that my ring is fake. And the jeweler was just like, look, I'm really sorry, but this ring is fake. And so, you know, I can't really get in there and clean it because it's not real.
Yeah, it's like hearing from the doctor, you know, that, hey, someone's about to die. Like, that's the news that the jeweler has to come back and deliver.
So extreme.
Like, the doctor has to come back and deliver and be like, I don't know how to tell you this.
You're so extreme. Okay, let
me
finish.
It was so embarrassing.
Go ahead and finish, sorry.
It was embarrassing. No, it was embarrassing, and... I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know, how do I bring this up?
Okay, wait, couple questions. How long were you guys together before you got engaged?
Relationship is great. We've been we live together. We've been together almost 4 years.
Okay. Do you have any financial issues, financial problems?
I mean, we're not filthy rich or anything, but we're not, you know, fake ring poor, you know.
Is your husband paying for the wedding?
Most of it, yeah. My side's definitely doing some stuff, but we're paying for most of it ourselves.
So, have you guys talked about a future together? Obviously, being married, having kids, starting a family. Has he ever cheated on you? I'm just trying to figure out what would the reasoning be as to why he gave you a fake ring.
What?
Have you cheated on him?
No, I don't. There's nothing I can think of. You know, I was almost worried. Did he get duped? You know, by a bad jeweler? Did he buy it off the street? I'm shocked.
My only thing is if it's a fake ring, it's a fake relationship. There's a reason why he got you a fake ring. It's not on accident.
You ask him. If it's bothering you, then you need to ask him.
But what am I supposed to say? I mean, I don't want to...
Just tell him what happened.
Hey, guys, we got some guy on the line who's saying that he's actually the fiancé.
No. What is your... What's the
name? Oh, my God. George?
Is your fiancé... Is his name George?
Yes.
Oh, ho, ho. No. Hold on. It might not be the same George.
No.
Hold on one sec. Let me see. Hold on.
No, I don't believe that.
George, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You say you're Natalie's fiance?
I am. Yeah, I am.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Don't.
Natalie.
Did you?
Yes.
Natalie, is this your fiance? Say something, sir.
Natalie's George.
Hi, baby.
Oh! Hold on. Hang on. Hold on. I got to play a song
stop
here.
Stop it.
Hey, good morning, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B, the all-new 105.1. It's Friday, we made it, y'all. The weekend is here. It's Big and Shay Shay. We are the Morning Bounce, and every morning in the 8 o'clock hour, we do what's called a group chat. If you never listened to it before, if you can't hear it, and it's where we take someone that calls in and we give them, you know, some advice, and everyone groups together and helps out. Now, we wanted to play one back for you that happened Wednesday because it was so crazy what happened. Now, if you're just tuning in right now, we were talking to a young lady that got it proposed to, and she went to get her ring cleaned, so she says, with her whole family, and the jeweler came back and said the ring was fake. She started telling us the story, and while it was on the air, her husband, or soon-to-be husband, maybe, George, called in, and this is where we pick up. Oh, my goodness. All right, we got some issues going on here. This has spiraled. This hasn't happened before, I don't think, on our show. It's Big and Shay Shay on the Morning Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B, the all-new 105.1. We're in the middle of the group chat, and, you know, when we take the calls live, we don't know what's going to happen. And Natalie found out that her ring, I'm a little nervous here, found out that her ring is fake, that her man George just proposed to. George hears this conversation on the radio, and now George is on the phone. What's up, George?
How's it going?
Here's how I feel. I just, like, Natalie, you just need to... Well, he knows now because he heard it. What do you want to say to him? Just ask him what you want to ask him.
Yeah, I'm just curious why. Or why you didn't tell me, or what happened...
Let me just explain.
That was the last thing I expected, was that the ring would be fake.
Right, but I can explain that, all right? So the idea was to get you a real ring eventually, but for right now, all I knew is that I loved you and that all I wanted to do was just propose and get the proposal out of the way. You know, and then as time went by, get you a real ring. Yeah, that's how my dad did it. That's how my grandfather did it. And I need to know if you're going to be around, you know. So that's why I went with this ring and not the real one, because I need to know you're going to be around, okay? once you prove to me that you're going to be around longer, think about it. You know how many marriages end in divorce? It's like half.
What have I done that's not proved that? Like, you're like, this is generations of my family or whatever, and this is the first I'm hearing of it.
It's not necessarily that, Natalie. It's just...
And why wouldn't you tell me? Why would you let me be so embarrassed, not only in, like, at the store in front of everybody, but in front of my family? My mom and my sister, like, I had no idea.
I didn't think it would be that big of a deal.
It's not that I'm superficial, but, like, I have none of this information, you know? And, like, temporary ring or whatever, now I feel like it's a temporary relationship. Like, I don't feel engaged anymore, you know? Seriously, like, it makes me not want to go through with it.
Oh, wait. Natalie. Listen, I don't know why you don't want to go through with it. Oh, when it's just the ring, you say that the ring doesn't. It's superficial, but at the same time,
okay. Hold on, George. George, Natalie, are you talking about you don't know if you want to get married?
Well, it's not about the ring. It's about the no communication.
But you don't know now if you want to get married. You're thinking about calling this off?
Well. I mean, we have a lot to talk about.
You know what? And you guys don't need to talk about this on the air. Like, if you're thinking about calling the wedding off, you guys need to talk about this off the air. You kind of, you need to just talk to each other, okay? I don't want this to be, you guys have some deep issues to talk about. We're talking about calling off the wedding.
Every morning at this time, Shay Shay drops in with the morning motivation.
Hey, every moment matters. With that being said, here's my moment to uplift you. When was the last time that you've been empowered? When was the last time that you've been told you are amazing? When was the last time that someone has talked to you about your strengths? Man, you're strong. You are so strong. You got a level of strength that you don't even know about. That next level gear is inside of you. When's the last time someone told you they believed in you? I hope you have people in your life that will surround you with those words, that will embrace you with inspiration, that will let you know that you have worth. I see you. If no one has told you, I see you. I see it in you. I see you putting in that work. I see you trying to make changes in your life. I see you making steps towards reaching your goals. Sometimes you just want to be noticed. You just want somebody to say, good job. I got you on that today. You're doing good. Keep pushing. Keep moving forward. Every moment matters. Take nothing for granted and keep your spirits positive, man. I want you to have a wonderful, amazing Friday. Hashtag Shay Shay's Morning Motivation. And now it's time for Shay Shay's Things to Know Before Your Roll. This is sad news, big, because you wore Husky.
Big boy.
Yeah, and I wore Husky. And I feel like we used to do a lot of shopping at Sears.
Oh, I know. That's where I got my suit for my bar mitzvah.
Gosh. And Sears is closing another 72 stores due to declining sales.
Oh, and there's like, the thing is I saw it on the news yesterday. There's like six around the area, and the people they were interviewing to ask if they were sad were exactly who you would think. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad that Sears is gone. I shop here all the time. Listen, I knew it was going to be shutting down. I was here last week, and there was nothing but lawnmowers. It's just like old people. You know, the Buick crew.
Where is the Archie Bunker's wife? where does that accent come from? I don't understand.
I don't know.
ABC is claiming that they might offer Dancing with the Stars spots to some of the Roseanne cast members.
Yeah!
So
let's get Dan Connor out there.
I don't see any of them being on Dancing with the Stars. Maybe the sister? Maybe?
Yeah, but do they need
to? She's like the only one.
I mean, they're all getting $4.5 million.
Well, they were
Oh, is that not a thing?
Getting paid. I mean, it's not. I'm not sure if they're going to continue to, you know, get the salary that they were promised or not. We're gonna have to see how that rolls out. You ready for this? Everyone was talking about when we announced the tour, Jay-Z and Beyonce going on tour, shut down the internet. Everybody was going crazy talking about it. Now you will find DJ Khaled added on the tour.
Khaled's going.
Khaled added on the tour. Do you think they added Khaled because ticket sales are not what they thought they would be?
Ooh.
DJ Khaled!
You think so?
We the best!
What?
We the best!
Do you think?
Maybe.
I'm asking you.
No, because why would Khaled draw more than Jay-Z and Beyonce?
I mean, not draw more, but add to the, you know.
The only reason they brought Khaled was the increased food sales.
Is that what it is?
He'll be eating all the nachos.
The Drake Pusha T drama is just getting crazier and crazier. So, you know, Pusha T came out and basically dropped the bombshell that Drake has this secret love child. Well, it turns out it's actually true. That's like a really good kept secret, by the way.
Yeah, how did
he
do that?
And supposedly Drake has been taking care of this love child. So he has been paying the mother to take care of the child. But he says he wants to get a DNA test just to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. Here's my thing.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the woman?
Yes.
Not what I would have expected from Drake.
Okay.
I mean,
past that.
To go from Rihanna to this lady.
And Nicki Minaj.
And Nicki Minaj to this lady, yeah. Drake. Maybe that's why he kept it a secret. Because she's fugly.
No, she's not. Really? That's your take on this?
Yeah, she's fugly.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm worried about the kid. It's going to look beat up.
You're not. So now the secret's out the bag. You know, Nicki Minaj wasn't surprised. Rihanna wasn't surprised. Nicki Minaj thinks there might be more out there because they say he's such a player. But Drake wants to clap back. He has spent over $100,000 trying to find dirt on Pusha T.
He bossed up.
Wow. I don't even know who Pusha T is.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. What is
like,
a
why
push
are we giving
T?
Him life,
right.
Drake? Drake, call me. Have you people call me after the show, and we'll talk about how to end this, how
yes,
to get out
please.
Of this. Stop giving Pusha T life. You don't even know who he is. Those are Shay Shay's things to know before you roll on the morning bounce.
To tell me something good every morning this time until 7 o'clock, nothing but good news, the warm and fuzzies. You're not going to hear anything bad on the radio coming through right now. Positive stuff. Arizona Cardinals tight end Jermaine Gresham was going on a flight, and the person in front of him was a young lady that was being charged $50 for her carry-on bag, according to a new policy that the flight had. It's American Airlines. And the woman didn't have the $50. And they said, I'm sorry, you can't get on the plane. You're going to have to get canceled. She said she had to go back and see her family. It wasn't fair. And all of a sudden, Jermaine Gresham whipped out his credit card and said, I'll pay for it. I would hate for this young lady to miss her flight. And he bought the $50 baggage thing on the plane. The woman offered him cash from her PayPal, and he said no, of course, and thought that was really nice. He said, it's all me.
Very cool.
Yep, so it's a good shot for the NFL, too. They've been in the downs for a while, so this is good. Good.
Absolutely.
Positive.
Absolutely.
What do you got, Shay Shay?
Hey, this is great news for our city of the D. We have a PGA Tour event that is coming to Detroit. Not Grand Blanc. Not the suburbs. Okay.
To the D. What is that, Si? That's golf?
Yes, and it's not going to be... what did you say? What is that? Is golf? PGA?
Arnold Palmer!
Tiger!
Tiger's coming! Wait, lock your kids! Lock your wives!
Stop it! Stop it. And no, it's not Palmer Park, the golf course. But it's the Detroit Golf Club.
Wow.
And so this is like really good news for Detroit. Now, we've had the Super Bowl. We've had the NCAA Championship. And now we have a PGA Tour that is coming to a golf course in Detroit. In the D. So I'm just really excited about that. And hopefully, you know, the Pistons will be in the NBA Finals sometime soon, and we can have an NBA Finals here as well.
Be careful what you say. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I think that's going to happen.
LeBron's coming to the D.
LeBron's coming to Detroit? You heard it here first. LeBron James is coming to Detroit.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Will from Detroit. What did you want to say? Tell us something good, Will.
Oh, man, good morning, man. Listen, I own a cleaning company here in the city, and I've been trying to get a lot of contracts to help people. I just locked in the Ulta salon contract.
Yeah, and, Ulta. That's where my wife gets shampoo.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm big in the church. So now I can give some people in my church some jobs.
Oh, my God.
God's plan.
Yeah.
Will.
Dang, man.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, me too.
That's amazing.
I can't wait to tell them.
That's amazing, Will.
I'm happy. I'm blessed.
Man.
I have to buy my wife some more shoes.
That's what I'm saying. See, Will, you and I think alike, because that's why I want to be rich. I want to be rich so I can give to others to help them out, you know? I don't care about me being rich. I just want to be rich so I can just, you know, do things like that. When people need something, I can just help you out.
Y'all crazy. I want to be.
Are you hearing me, God? Cousin. Lord.
Hey, he hear you.
You hearing me? You hearing me, Will? Will, I need you to help me out with this. Shay Shay becoming rich. I need you to tell everybody about the Morning Bounce with Big and Shay Shay, because that's the only way it's going to happen. You got to spread the word that you love the show.
Shay Shay needs $52 million for a private jet just so she can fly us around.
Stop it.
That's Tell Me Something Good. Thank you, Will. Every morning at 7:10 and 9:10, we bring in our hilarious front desk woman, Clarissa Jenkins. Here is another phone check.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the room for rent.
Yes. Okay, so a little bit about us. We own the condo, and it's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, okay? And this sharing it with a roommate allows us to be able to afford to live here.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself.
Okay.
I'm in the music business. I don't know if you listen to hip-hop or not, but I do a lot of records and recording, and I go on tour a lot. But I don't know, but have you ever listened to, you've heard of Destiny's Child, right?
Destiny's Child, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Kelly Rowland.
Oh, my God, that is so funny.
I just want to get away from everything, you know.
You know what, you just need a fresh start. Why don't you stop by and see the place and meet us, because it doesn't hurt to look around. You know, if this is something of what you're looking for.
Can you hold on just a second? I have to record a part of this song. For this mixtape.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Shout! Shout! Shout at the devil! We're doing 80s rock remixes. Hold on a second.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, do you want to do tomorrow?
Take
or
me
Saturday?
Down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are honey! Is that good?
Remix.
Okay. Sorry about that. Me and Beyonce, we're doing 80s metal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're just
so
trying to
awesome.
Take things to a new level.
It's really good. I love the 80s, so it's good that you're mixing it up, you know?
I'm going to do one more real quick, okay?
Okay.
Hold on
no
just
problem.
A second. Turn me up in the headphones. Sweet child of mine, you want this booty.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
Do you have any, like, 80s rock songs that you know that are good?
What about Billy Idol, like, White Wedding?
Oh, Billy Idol, White Wedding. Yeah, hold
on.
Hey, we're
going to
do Billy Idol, White Wedding. Okay, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three, four. It's a nice day for a white wedding, you booty bougie hoe.
That was good.
Thank
was
you
good.
So much.
So do you want to come over on Saturday or?
Yes, I do. You know what we should do with you and your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, we should do like 80s rock trivia.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh my
like
God.
A game?
Yeah, like I have a board game.
Oh, that would be fun, yeah.
We'll play it, we'll drink, and we'll just get hammered and play the game and sing.
That's cool.
And
that's
who
cool.
knows, we might end up in a threesome.
All right, so yeah, just give me a call when you want to stop by, okay?
You got it, girl.
Bye.
Shout out the devil.
Bye.
First of all, congratulations to everybody that graduated high school or college.
Hey. Yes.
From all of us here at Detroit's Throwback Hip Hop and R&B, the all new 105.1, it's the Morning Bounce, Big and Shay Shay. High school was a time for me where I did not like it. I was very overweight and dorky. Dorky, dorky, dorky. And I didn't have any real friends other than, you know, the few kids that I hung out with. And there's something that I regret about high school that I've really thought about, and I really wish I could do it again. And that was, I never was allowed or never purchased, never got a yearbook. So when all the kids got their yearbooks, I would just go around and we would be in the cafeteria and everybody would be signing, have a good summer, blah, blah, blah. But your boy here didn't get a yearbook. And I don't remember exactly why. There's something that I've
never.
If I
like all 4 years of high school, you don't have any yearbook.
No recollection of what happened. No yearbook. No way to. It's almost like I was like hatched, or like I lived this life before I got on the radio that I don't even remember. Like, I don't know what happened to me.
He just blocks it out. It was that bad.
It was horrible. I just block it out.
And you don't know why you didn't get a yearbook.
I'm not quite sure.
But you also didn't go to prom.
I did not go to prom. That's another thing I regret. I regret not getting up enough nerve to ask a girl.
Is that why you didn't go?
Yeah. Yes. No one asked me.
Well, okay. But you didn't ask anyone because you were scared to? Or you just didn't want to go?
No, I wanted to go, but all,
really?
It's hard to explain. All the girls that were in my league just, you know, didn't do it for me.
Oh my gosh. See, I was feeling sorry for you, but now I don't feel sorry for you.
It's just
that comment. That killed it for me.
I would have rather struck out than, you know, hit a grounder. You know what I'm saying?
What?
The way that I looked.
That doesn't make sense.
The way that I looked, the only girls that I could attract, I just wasn't attracted to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you think that you were fugly.
Yes.
And you could pull a fugly girl,
and I just,
but they were too fugly for your fugliness.
Nailed it. What's something you regret from your high school?
You know what mine has to do with. Think about it.
Your engagement?
What? No.
Who? What?
Basketball.
What do you regret about it? You were like a Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, but we didn't win a state championship, and we were supposed to, and that like haunts me to this day.
Really? What happened?
To this day. Like, I went into a deep state of depression when we lost.
Really?
And got knocked out of the state tournament, yeah.
What happened? You called timeout. Y'all didn't have any timeouts?
Really, Chris Webber? No, we just lost a game that we shouldn't have lost. And, you know, I could say that I didn't necessarily play the greatest that game, but... you know, we were already there. We ranked number one in the state. We had a bus full of people that were ready to go to the state championship game, and we got knocked out, and I was like depressed. I didn't want to go to school for like 2 months.
What?
And I just walked around and didn't talk to anybody. I didn't want anybody to talk to me. I remember the game like it was yesterday. Like, I can give you a play-by-play of that game.
So,
my biggest regret ever. I had a chance to win a state championship on a team that was ranked number one in the state. We were supposed to win it all. Everybody expected us to win it all. And we lost.
That's so sad.
Golden State Warriors. Don't make this happen to you. But yeah, so I feel bad for you until you said the prom thing about the fugliness. But... I want to find out the yearbook, because I can go right now to my parents' house and get my yearbook.
Why do you think I never was allowed to get a yearbook?
I can look at everybody that signed it and all their comments. Like, I feel like that's tragedy. Like,
yes.
When you have kids, you're not...
I have no recollection.
You're not going to be able to show them, like, anything.
Yeah, like, your dad was not cool. You have no picture.
I'm wondering, I mean...
What do you think? Do you think it was because I was fat?
Well, I want to ask you this, and I hope this is not invasive.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the right word. But could you guys not afford it? Because yearbooks are expensive.
No, we could afford it. I mean, we weren't balling, but we could afford it. You know what, though? Let me... Because I want to know. I'm going to call my mom. I want to call my mom.
Can we call... Was your mom up?
Yeah,
Can we call her?
Yeah.
Can I ask her? I want to ask her.
Hey, why didn't you buy a yearbook?
Really? That's what I sound like? See, this is why we don't talk. Right.
Let me get my mom on.
Yeah, can we call her?
You gonna be gentle?
I'm curious. Do you think she was trying to protect you because you were husky?
I think it was because I was fat.
You weren't that big. Seriously, you weren't that chunky.
I think she didn't want me to be able to look back and see what I looked like in high school. I'm not sure. All right, let me call my mom. Hold on, we'll get her on right after that. Hold on. We're talking about high school graduation. It's this time. We're talking about just going back to high school and what we regretted. Yeah, just and one of the things that I regret is that I was never I never got a yearbook in high school. So like when my wife pulls hers out, I don't have one to pull. I have no memory or recollection of being in high school. And I think it's because I blocked it out.
It probably is. It sounds like you did.
Because I didn't really enjoy high school like everyone. I didn't. Aww. I just kind of went. You know, I didn't do anything. Yeah.
High school is like an awful experience for some people.
Awful.
Yeah. I actually loved mine.
Well,
pretty much.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So we got my mom on the phone, and you want to know why I didn't get a yearbook, as do I. So, yeah, her name is Susan.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great.
Mom, can I just say that Biggs' impersonation of your voice is not
she
good
gets so mad
at all. Like, you don't talk
I
like
know,
that.
I know. I tell him that all the time. It's really annoying.
Yes. He makes you sound like Archie Bunker's wife.
Why you don't say that to me?
So, Mom.
Yes. Uh-oh, this is going to be deep. I'm not ready.
I'm curious, because, you know, Big and I were talking about this, and why is there a reason that he never, in all 4 years of high school, got a yearbook?
You're kidding me, right?
No?
I gave him the money to get a yearbook.
Wait.
And I asked him where it was.
Did he go to McDonald's?
He told me it was going to come in the mail later on. I forgot to ask about it.
So you lied about it?
I didn't know. I don't remember.
What did you do with the money?
No, I didn't take
you
your
spent
money.
It on Big Macs?
No. What did you do? I don't remember that. Are you sure?
Here, kid, I'm positive.
You gave me the money for a yearbook?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay. You really did block it out.
I did.
So, Mom, did Big have, I mean, did he have hard times in high school? Would he come home?
Well, not
and,
that I was aware of. He was playing baseball, and he had some friends.
Friends.
I mean, he didn't go to the prom or anything, but
Did he tell you why he didn't go to the prom?
No.
Okay. Did he ever have a girlfriend in high school that he brought home?
No. Not in high school. Okay. I don't think
he's
even in college, actually.
Oh, my God. All right, Mom, we got to go.
It was a little socially backward.
Still is.
Thank you, Mom.
Still is,
thank
Mom.
You. I
we
appreciate
love you
it.
For raising him,
yes,
though.
Yes, geez. Thank you. Wow, that went south real. You think she really gave
Where's
me the money?
Where's the money, man?
I probably went and got
Where's
some.
Where's the money?
Probably went and got candy or. You know what? I probably spent it on, like, ice cream sandwiches at the cafeteria. So that's what happened.
I want double tater tots, please.
That's probably Look what happened. But now we need to play catchphrase. I want to say good morning to LaDoris from Detroit. What up, LaDoris?
Good morning.
Good morning, LaDoris. Do you want myself Big, Shay Shay, or producer Weird Beard today to play catchphrase?
Weird Beard.
You want the beard.
Producer Weird Beard.
Catchphrase clock is on. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, I have to cough. I have an itch in my
pants.
No, in your pants. And if I have to cough, what's hurting?
Pants.
Okay, good. Not rough, but
dog. Move.
There you go. Okay, not a dog, but a
cat.
Yes, okay. The number less than one, it's nothing.
Zero.
Yes. Oh, it's two sides. I'm gonna step on something to weigh myself. I'm stepping on the
scale.
Yes. Okay. All right.
A little bit of a rough start. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four. Not bad. Four. Not bad. That's the score to beat. Let's go to Ricardo. Ricardo from Roseville. What's up, Ricardo?
Hey, I'm chilling, man. Listening to you guys. Finally got a chance to play this catchphrase game. Hey.
All right, then choose wisely. I'm going to choose for you. You're going to play with Shay Shay.
Shay Shay.
What?
He says this is his first time. I don't want him to ruin it and play with me.
You can't choose for him. All right. Choose?
Well, he doesn't want to lose. He's not going to pick me. He wants to win.
I've won in like 2 weeks.
Who do you want to pick?
Big, just because you said that, I'm going to pick you.
There you go.
Okay. Okay.
I'm choosing for him. You always got to control everything.
In 3, 2, 1, go. Hey, before you eat, you have to sit down and say...
Correct, great.
Yeah, Grace is correct, yes. You are on a, so you don't want to spend a lot of money because you're on a...
budget.
Yes. You're going to race, but it's just a straight race. It's okay, never mind. Blank Queen. It's a guy that dresses up as a woman. A blank queen.
Drag queen.
Yes, that's correct. Your eyebrows, you want to pull the hair out, but it's called something else. You
straighten.
What do women do to their eyelashes, their eyebrows? They
pass.
Pluck. Yeah, three. All right, we did good. Hey. Yeah.
Better than zero. You did good
today. Thank you. Thank you. Jennifer from East Point, are you ready? The score to beat is four, and you have the captain of the squad.
LeBron James.
Not.
All right.
Not.
You don't have LeBron James. You got.
You have J.R. Smith right now.
Jordan. All right, here we go. In three, two, one, go.
All right, this is, it's connected to my shoulder, and it goes down to my hand. I wear my watch on my
wrist.
No, my elbow. It's what I reach with. I'm gonna reach with my
hand.
Okay, let's skip that. This is okay. A sucker. It's called a blank pop. You suck on it.
Lollipop.
Nope. It's. If I go like this, it's what I'm doing. What?
Oh, a goose egg. That was a zero. LaDoris from Detroit, you are the winner! Yeah. Nice job, nice job!
Thank you.
Shay,
thank
even Jordan had some games where he didn't do good. Don't sweat it.
I didn't claim to be Jordan.
All right, congratulations, you're going to see Deadpool 2, okay, LaDoris?
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I thought, okay, yeah, hold on one sec. Is that the movie about the guy that runs a pool cleaner? What is that?
Sure, yeah.
And the guy died in the pool?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Exactly. I want to say what up to Mike from Detroit. What up, Mike?
What up?
Mike, you are representing Detroit and City versus City today. Sterling Heights won yesterday. Is the D going to win today, or is it going to be Christina from Hazel Park? What up, Christina?
It's going to be Hazel Park.
Oh, say that, girl.
Hazel Park! All right, here's how we play City versus City before we get into it. Producer Weird Beard.
So we're going to be asking questions, buzz in using the name of the city that you're representing. If you get it correct when we call on you, it's worth a point. You get it wrong, your opponent gets a chance to answer. Whoever's the first to three is our champion.
All right, Shay, take him away.
All right, if you return a bottle in Michigan, how much money will you get back?
Hazel Park.
10 cents. Bam.
10 cents is correct. 10 cents is correct.
If you freeze water, what do you get?
Detroit.
Hi.
Bam.
Correct.
All tied up.
All cried out.
Hey, what famous athlete was the star of the movie Space Jam?
Hazel Park.
Detroit.
Here we go. How many days are there in the month of May?
Hazel Park.
You guys tied. You guys tied, so we're going to go back another one.
Okay. Which crime-fighting cartoon dog has the initials S?
Hazel Park.
Detroit was in. Oh, Detroit got another call. Hazel Park.
I want me to finish the...
Hazel Park, what is it?
Scruff McGruff
is incorrect. Detroit, you got it?
I didn't hear you.
Okay, we'll go to the next one.
What is the fourth planet from the sun?
Hazel Park. Venus.
Nope.
That is incorrect. Detroit.
Jupiter.
No. Jupiter's incorrect. What is it?
It's Mars.
Mars, all right.
How many strings does a violin have?
Hazel Park!
Five.
That's incorrect. Detroit.
Detroit, six.
That six is incorrect. How many is incorrect?
Four.
Oh.
In four. Forrest Gump, the movie Forrest Gump, his mom says, life is like a box
Detroit.
What?
No.
Hershey's is incorrect. Christina.
You never know what you're going to get.
No, it's a box of chocolates.
Stop it. Here's the next question. Oh, the stars on the American flag are what color?
Detroit. For the win. White
is correct. Lord Detroit Jesus. Is the winner. That was a big battle, dude.
They're jumping in so quickly. Oh, my God. Question.
Taking it into the weekend, Detroit is the official title holder this weekend of City versus City. choice throwback hip hop and R&B, the all new 105.1 The Bounce. It's the morning bounce with Big and Shay Shay, and it's the weekend, man. It's time to go home. Today is going to be
really.
Today is going to be like in the 80s or whatever, yeah. I hear, but tomorrow is in the 70s and it's going to be perfect. I heard there's a chance of snow.
70s is perfect. Stop it. 70s is perfect for you. 80s is a bit too much.
80s is a little too much. 60s is perfect for me, if we're being honest.
Really?
Yeah. I like to be 60s? Cold.
60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep your crib in icebox.
63 when I leave. What's yours at, about 80?
I think it's like 73.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys be safe, whatever you do, because this weekend is kind of a down weekend after coming off last weekend. Like, what can you do to top Memorial Day? Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to cook out? Like, what are you going to do?
I think every weekend now you cook out. Like, every weekend is a cookout weekend, unless the weather is just crappy.
Yeah.
But if it's good weather,
the Grand Prix.
Slap that food on the grill.
Yeah, you can cook out the Grand Prix down at Belle Isle and everything. That's going to be big. I think that's fun.
I mean, I'll watch it on TV.
I'll go.
You're going to go?
I'll go.
Dude, the only reason I would go, and this is going to sound bad, is I want to see one of the cars.
Stop. I already know what you're going to say.
Go into the water. Crash over
into the water.
Over the wall, into the water.
Why would you want to see that?
Because that would be interesting.
There's something wrong with your mind.
All right. You guys have a great weekend and enjoy. And thank you.
Wait.
What is it?
I almost forgot.
Nino Savaggio.
Nino Savaggio's.
Go ahead.
So yesterday I'm at Nino Savaggio's doing a little grocery shopping. And Weirdbeard, what's the name? I'm drawing a blank right now.
I got it right here.
Yes.
Katina.
Shout out to Katina, who works at Nino Savaggio's. She stopped me. I'm going down the aisle. And when we first passed, she was like, I was like, hey, how you doing? And she was like, hi. And then she circled back and was like, Shay Shay. And I was like, yes. I don't do this. I know you're shopping, you want to do your thing. She's like, but I had to stop you. And I had to say, you guys are great. You're amazing. I love your show. I turned off all the other stations. I only listen to you guys in the morning. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And I said, Big shops here too. And she says, well, I wouldn't notice him because he lost his man card. And so we started laughing, and she was like, but Shay Shay, you my girl. I'm going to notice you. She was like, I love listening to you guys' show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Katina.
Yes, Katina from Nina Savaggio.
Yes, everybody that listens. Thank you.
This is the Morning Bounce on Detroit Throwback Hip Hop and R&B 105.1.